with the roster move you guys made, you know, yesterday cutting Marcus Morrell, I think it obviously means you guys must be sort of pleased with what you're getting from Rob Ninkovich. What was his performance partly what led you guys to make that move?
I think anytime we make a roster decision, there's always a lot of factors that go into it. You know, that was the decision that we made yesterday. You know, we felt that was the best thing for the team at that time. You know, anybody that's on the team, we feel good about them and whatever the role is on a team, otherwise they wouldn't be here. So, you know, there's a number of guys that, you know, played in the perimeter, played outside linebacker. You know, we have Sean Crable on the practice squad here. So, you know, we have players here in the program that, you know, we feel good about, and we're going to move forward with that group. You know, could that change at some point? Possibly, but that's where we are as of now.
Nick, the team is playing without two of its six best offensive linemen, yet Tom Brady was barely pressured the other day. Is that a factor as much of the players or the system? And when you're out looking for guys, do you look for guys for overall talent or guys who fit into the system that Dante uses there?
Yeah, I think it's a number of factors. It's a good question. You know, I think it's really the performance of the offensive line on Sunday. You know, it's a credit to those players, and it's a credit to Dante's coaching. I mean, we feel he's the best offensive line coach that there is in the league, and he coaches those players hard, and, you know, he takes a lot of pride as well as the players in preparing themselves each week to go into whatever opponent that we're facing. And it's a matter of whoever is available that week, we'll get them ready to play, and then they go out there and perform. And that group played well. I mean, you know, the offensive line played well. I think collectively as an offense, there were some good things that we did. You know, I think there's some things that we can certainly clean up. But, you know, I think the things as far as the offensive line is concerned, I mean, there's certain traits and criteria that we sort of identify in terms that they need to have this. I mean, talent is certainly a component, one of those. And then there's some other factors that go into it. And, you know, once we get them here, you know, they see kind of, they start to understand the program, and then, you know, they're going to be coached hard. But if they work hard, if they put the time in, then Dante will certainly get the most out of them. There's no question about that.
Can you talk at all about the traits that might be different than other teams take?
You know, I can't really speak to other clubs. I know what we look for. You know, I think with offensive line and probably defensive line to a certain extent, but, you know, the toughness, the competitiveness, there's an element of playing strength, the mental component as well, being smart. I mean, there's a lot of variations, a lot of adjustments that are in our offense, you know, the run game calls, change in pass protection. So being able to handle that volume, you know, I think is important, and you have to be able to think quickly because there's going to be adjustments from week to week and really play to play once you get into a game. So, I mean, I just can speak to the things that we look for, you know, and that's what when we're out looking for players, you know, you're looking to find players that have those qualities, and then you get them here and you start working with them and you see how it kind of all comes together.
Where do you see Ojinaka fitting in?
You know, Quinn's got a lot of versatility. He's played tackle. He's played guard. He's started games at both guard and both tackle. So, you know, he's a versatile player, which, you know, the more you can do, not only off, and it's really any position, the more you can do, that's going to enhance your ability to get on the field. So, you know, like any player, he's going to be given his opportunities. But, you know, he's been a versatile guy, and he's got some experience. So, and that's why we have him here in the program.
Is it tough to get an idea right now where he fits in, because he wasn't able to practice with you guys last week and you haven't had him that long?
Yeah, we'll fit him in wherever we think is best, whether that's at guard, it's at guard, whether it's at tackle, it's at tackle. So, I mean, Dante rotates those guys through on a regular basis during practice, and we see what they can handle, and we see what the best position is for them, and then we see what the best position is for our team as well, and we'll utilize that player however we see fit. So that's how we'll approach it.
Obviously, it's incredibly early to make any kind of assessment, but is it satisfying at all to see two of the guys that you drafted this year start the game on Sunday and, you know, didn't look completely out of place to most people?
Sure, there's a lot of players that played in the game on Sunday, and I think everybody that was actually at the game had a role and played to some degree. So, I mean, we're confident with any player that we put on the field. Otherwise, we wouldn't put them out there. We didn't feel if they can go out there and handle the adjustments, handle the responsibilities, and handle the game, then they wouldn't be on the field. So, you know, I think it's important for all of our players to go out there and perform well. I think we're moving in the right direction. It's a long way to go. It's a long season. You know, we certainly have a huge task in front of us on Sunday, but, you know, it's always good to begin the season, with a positive.
Nick, in game preparations, I know how meticulous all NFL teams are. I'm curious what you guys have done, if anything, with the hard knock stuff in terms of preparation for the Jets this week.
Yeah, I'll be quite honest with you, Mike. I haven't seen it as of yet. I'm going to get to it at some point. However big a role that really plays, I'm not really sure. I mean, the most important thing is how the team performs on the field. We have a large volume of tape and information from last year that we studied in the off season, and you go through the preseason, and then, last night, obviously we have that game as well to review, and looks to me like defensively that they're still one of the better clubs. So, I mean, there's enough to deal with right there as far as preparing for what's going to take place on the field, because in the end, that's really what it comes down to.
My thought on the hard knocks, and I just wanted to see if you might agree with this line of thinking. I mean, if it were to help at all, would it be in terms of understanding personnel, the way talk about a player, or is that maybe risky to read too much into that, only a little soundbite that you might end up hearing there?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is it relates to personnel, is you have to make an assessment of the player from our perspective. I mean, you study them, you prepare, and you try to figure out, what the player does well, or if he does have an area where maybe it's a weakness or he's deficient, or maybe it's something that gives him trouble. So I think really what they do on a tape, when you're watching them play on the field, in the end, I think that's the most important thing. As far as anything additional that you pick up, whether or not that helps, I can't really speak to that.
Any more questions for Nick?
Nick, Ben McCourty, for his first game, I don't think he ever came to the sidelines. I'm curious your thoughts on, for a first game, what you saw from McCourty.
Yeah, I think, he was pretty competitive. I know he made a nice play there early in the game, the first play of the game, I think, on T.O., so... he went out there, he competed, I think he played hard. I mean, I think that really that speaks to the defense as well. I think collectively they played hard, they played as a group. So, he went out there and he did his job, and, he was out there for whatever, how many snaps it was. So, I mean, that's, there's a number of things. He's in good condition, he's prepared. He went out there and he did his job and to help the team win. And, I think the more people that do that, I mean, in the long run, the better off the team is going to be. So, he had some plays there. He got his hands in a few balls, which was good. I mean, Chung was involved on a number of plays. Butler was involved in a number of plays. Merriweather was involved in a number of plays. So, in the secondary, those guys were pretty active. And defensively, those guys all competed. They played hard. And, we were able to come out with the W.
And then another personnel-related question, Nick. Ron Brace, in terms of position-wise, we've seen him at the nose more last year, maybe a little bit more at end this year. Curious why end might be a better fit for his skill set, if you feel that's the case.
Yeah, as far as where they play, that might be a better question for Bill. I think the thing with Ron, and I think with the defensive line in general, I mean, if the guys are versatile, if they can play multiple spots, it's certainly going to help them. I mean, I think with Ron, he's big, he's strong, he's got good playing strength, he can play at the point of attack. So, I mean, anywhere along the front, those skills and those attributes are going to come into play. Where they end up lining up and playing, I mean, that's sort of a weekly thing based on a game plan, based on who we're playing against, based on, okay, who's the center, who's the tackle, where is their better matchup, who fits better where. So, I mean, there's always a lot of factors that go into it. But Ron's lined up in multiple spots. He's played on the nose. He's played on the end. And we'll decide, on a weekly basis what the best position is for him and the other players on the defensive front as well.
Specific to him, Nick, I mean, what have you noticed in terms of his progression from last year to this year, outside of the fact that he's obviously more comfortable in the system because he had a year in the system?
You were kind of cutting out there a little bit, but I think just, when you spend a period of time in a program, you get more comfortable, you get more confident in the technique, you get more confident in the calls, Then you go out there and you can be a little bit more reactive and maybe not think as much. So I think it's just a natural progression for any young player. And each player learns at different levels, and the pace of development may be a little bit different. But Ron worked hard. He had a good off season. He kind of had a few stumbling blocks there in training camp, but he's worked hard to prepare himself to get himself ready to play on a week-to-week basis. And, he was out there the other day and had a few snaps and was competitive. So hopefully that will continue moving forward for the duration of the year.
Nick, one other thought. How about Jermaine Cunningham? Just his first game. It was the first time we saw him. We hadn't played in the preseason. What did you see from him in the first regular season game?
Yeah, he had, I don't know exactly the number of snaps, but, there were some good things there. Jermaine, the things that we saw, they're starting to manifest themselves a little bit. Obviously, he played with his hand down. But he's a big, strong guy. He's athletic. He has some quickness. He can rush the passer to a degree. The guy hadn't played literally the whole preseason. So the fact that he was out there, I think that's probably more positive than anything else. So, hopefully he can build upon that performance and get a little bit more comfortable, have a little more confidence, and go out there and perform at a high level and help our team, which is the goal for with everybody each week.